I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby. How you doing today?
You know, I got a lot of things I want to talk about, but first I'm going to let you take the floor.
Oh, he's going to let me take the floor now. All right, well, first of all, let's just thank our sponsors. We can do that, right? We want to thank our sponsors, of course, at the beginning. Maverick Global Distribution. Uh-huh. Then you got Slapwoods, Villon, YNVS, Hype Magazine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just love everybody. So thank you again.
And please listen to the DNA Elite Media apps as well. Mm. You can put that right there where it says DNA Delete. So everybody, please make sure you guys download that in all streaming services, as well as on your phone, as well as
iPhone and your Android. Uh-huh. You can put that on there, and exactly. You can watch our shows any time of the day.
And then put where we're at in the location right there. You see where the map is, that lovely map.
The lovely map.
So now everybody can see these are the states right now that DNA is touching, and countries that we're in as well. Mm-hmm. So make sure everybody out there definitely comes over and definitely listens up to us. And Althea, take the floor because I got a lot of other stuff to talk about. So go ahead.
No, well, of course, we can just first start off with Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Happy Mother's Day. Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma.
And I hope everybody enjoyed their day. Also, I want to give a couple of shout outs to the artists that we have been working with. We've been working with a lot of them, right? Okay. And I just want everybody to make sure that they go out there and look up their songs, because they are just phenomenal. We've got Chris Milo with Arisbella, Michelle Langone with Quavo Honcho, No Matter What. We also got Baker Grace. You got to look at Baker Grace, Butterflies. She's got a whole bunch of good songs, so, you know, check them out. And then also Group Project, who we had just recently, and they got a new song out, Mountain Dew. And then we have also Chris Brown. He's Kota Dama. He has a cool single.
Shout out to everybody in Australia.
Bedtime Stories. And also Destiny Nicole with her song Real Love. I mean, these guys are doing really
and
great.
And M City Junior, big shout out to him.
Listen. M City
Junior.
M City Junior is in a class by himself. Okay. So okay. M City with flexing on your ex, and then part two, right? He's just a phenomenal person. And he's a great guy. He's
big shout out to everybody in Detroit. All right.
All right. So what do you got?
Well, you said shout out to Hit the Beat.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Hit the Beat and DJ Drewski. Danny was there last night with the Who Really Runs the City.
Big shout out to Lola Sab. Big shout out to New York Sector. And big shout out to Bag Talk. Mm. Big shout out to Chuck and them. Very great.
You guys had a really good time last night.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Go ahead.
So... artists is out there. Now I get to talk. Artists is, listen, man. We, DNA Brand, are here to help get you guys to another level. If you guys actually see, a lot of times we're sitting there on the digital radio charts, as well as we sitting there on media base as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you guys think because you guys see one spin, one thing here, you guys are on the radio one time, that's not helping your career.
Right.
I don't want to keep hearing all this clout chasing. This is a business, okay? So if this is a business, everybody's got to start thinking like a business. I DJ'd. I killed it last night. Big shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Voice. Big shout out to Breeze and everybody over there. Big shout out to the hottest DJ, Concy, over there. He killed it. But what I'm saying is, it was not disappointing. It was kind of like, it's time for artists not to get joked around and to realize, like, you guys are going in a miracle round. Like, you guys going into a circle. Like, come on, man. It's like, my brand is to push everybody, to try to help everybody and move everyone, because I was an artist.
Yeah.
You know, we successful. Shout out to Charles Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Platinum. Shout out to M City Junior. Platinum.
Right.
Big shout out to everybody who we work with. It's platinum. Big shout out to Party Ali. Freaking 20 platinums that he has, being one of the top promoters in Atlanta.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So a big shout out to Joy Beats, Steve Kahn. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Always. Helping us. And Howie Wood. We never forget you, Howie.
Never forget him.
No. So, you know what I'm saying? So to everybody out there that are artists, man, I just keep telling everybody, step it up.
And because of Hollywood, we got our next guest as well. So
I'm excited. Holly always killing it.
So when we come back from commercial break, we'll introduce you to this beautiful pop artist called Flicka. So we'll be right back.
Put your hands up. Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, huh?
Where we at?
Man, you blinded and you lied, you just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you, your skin, that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling the skating. Saying with all the time, they just demonstrated. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, bringing your jaws over locked.
They lock you up, they wanna trap you, put you inside with a lock, it's mental block. Cause all you ever hearing is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices, putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they even look, they try to lock us up. Try to play the book, wanna get it shook. Every time, try to get it booked, overshook. Saying God is there, but love is overlooked.
They try pretending that we close with a phone next to each other's ears. But we're more social distancing, corona years. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We act it like that we ain't wanted what inside our home.
And ladies and gentlemen,
we are back. Okay, so coming up, we have the fabulous pop artist, Flicka. Welcome her to the show.
Flicka! Hey,
what's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
You know why? Because like with this generation, right?
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying with this generation, because in our generation, we had certain sayings and Urban Dictionary kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had to look up Flicka because I wasn't even sure exactly what it meant. Okay,
fresh, baby.
But hold on. It means it's a slang for flawless, perfectly done, or looks great.
Fresh. What are you talking? Yo, hold on.
I'm just saying. This is
what I gotta give you the background though.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's actually a tribute to my Swedish heritage. All of my mom's side is Swedish, and so it's originally spelt F-L-I-C-K-A, and it means girl. And so I just did a little play on the spelling because I love my family so much. So just the more I can incorporate them and make them a part of it, better.
Wow, Flick, I like that.
Yes.
She's Flicka. I could be Alika.
There you go. Okay.
Delika. Maybe.
Delica. How about being delightful?
Okay, whatever.
Get out of here.
No. So that's very cute, but no, because this was a while back, and there was an artist that we met, and remember she had said something about Riz.
That's Game.
Game, right? Okay. See, I don't know this stuff. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So when she said Riz, I thought she actually said Ritz cracker. Remember?
I did too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yes.
You know,
I can totally see that.
Right? Because she said it's like, oh, so Riz, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, Riz, like the cracker. Mm-hmm. She's like, no.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is I wouldn't know either. I only know because I have two younger brothers. So like, they keep me young, and I'm 20, but they keep me young.
You're keeping you young at 20? Are you serious?
We got youth. You got youth.
All right, first off, right?
Youth is in the heart.
Yeah, there you go.
I go to New York. I go to places, and this is how I know I feel old.
Here we go.
The slang has changed. It's like, yo, it's like, you know, when they say getting drunk, it's like, yo, you're getting sturdy. I'm like, what does that mean?
Sturdy?
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean?
I haven't not heard sturdy yet.
I don't think I have either.
Sturdy means getting, like, I guess.
Sturdy? Like S-T-U-R-D-Y? Yeah. Sturdy? Mm-hmm.
Are you getting, you getting sturdy? You getting, you G-bowled up. I was like, what?
I've never, you know, I can't keep up. I really can't.
I can't keep up with the New York slang neither. But the thing about, not even New York slang, the young guys slang. Like, I literally, and then like, yo, you about to crash out, OG. I'm like, oh my God. They just call me an old man being nice. All
right. No, no.
Yeah, you feel old with that?
When you don't understand the slang that the kids talk about in New York, you go, yeah, you're definitely outdated.
Okay, you want, speaking of kids, do you want to see a beautiful little kid star? Do you want to see this? I'm going to show this to you right now because I found it. And look at that.
Oh my goodness.
Look at her.
I was like, yes. Oh my goodness. I remember that so vividly, but it's also such a blur.
How old are you there?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea. I'm so bad at ages.
Obviously singing at a very young age. So give us the background on that. I was like, you look like Star Search material right there.
Yeah, wow.
Right? I loved it. I performed any chance I could get. So I've been singing my whole life, writing songs since I could write. I used to go into a clothing store with my mom, and the owner would pay me quarters to stand on the countertop and sing for the whole store. Wow. So literally any chance I got, I was on it. I was the family entertainment. So I've been doing it my whole life. I started professionally pursuing it when I was 12 years old, but I remember that picture was from one of the showcases that I did just to get practice performing.
And I was like, oh my God, you're so adorable in this.
Thank you. Thank you.
From what I understood, at age 12, you started a song that mm-hmm. was called Beautiful, but it was called Beautiful.
Yes.
Who came up with that idea? You?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Told me.
Beautiful. So
Beautiful.
Go ahead. Tell us about that song.
Oh my goodness. That song is so near and dear to my heart. That was like the first song that I really just was like committed to. I worked with a producer in New Jersey to help me just kind of structure it better. But he just was so awesome and really like calling me up and giving me the reins, and really just that's true leadership, right? Where you can guide someone but let them like rise up to the challenge. So Beautiful, I wrote about a few girls in my middle school, because I wrote that when I was in middle school, and just seeing the struggle with confidence and self-image and how hard we are on ourselves, whether you're male or female. Really, it's like no matter who you are, we go through that, right? We have such a distorted image of ourselves. And sometimes I think we can identify with our past or with labels that we put on ourselves that aren't kind and uplifting. And I think words are so powerful. So I really just wanted to use that song to speak truth over people, over the girls in my middle school, over my generation, over the next generation, that's like, I just wanted to redefine what beautiful was,
right,
to be honest with you. So being you is the most beautiful version of yourself.
I love that. I never even
it's thought hard.
Of it that way.
Yeah. But,
so as you were obviously, well, when you were 12 and then you're in middle school, was there any particular genre or artist that you looked up to? Like, is there any like person that Rauka, there we go, she knows.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I when I was little, it was Taylor Swift mm-hmm. and Hannah Montana's prime, so I feel like they were definitely my biggest influences. But my mom as well always poured into me musically and creatively, so I'd say those three were
I love what she just said.
What
Hannah Montana, not Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That was like, you know, that was very big at that time. And she was very influential.
No, Hannah Montana was dope at one time. Mm-hmm. And then she became Miley Cyrus and I shut off the TV. But, okay.
Well, you know what it is? Is sometimes those type of artists and stuff like that, they have a certain, like, circle that they're in, like a bubble, right? And then she came out of that bubble. You know what I'm saying? When she got to a certain age.
Okay, I like when Hannah Montana.
Okay.
That's well, so fair, and I totally get it. I think it's so cool to watch people's journey, though.
Right.
And to see how she's evolved through the years and, like, stepped in.
I'm happy at least she got back to who she is, and I like that record when I was younger.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, when she was crazy, I kind of didn't want to see that because I already, like, my thing about artistry is you get trapped into this industry, right? So it makes you do the antics. Mm. So because you're doing the antics, it takes away from the art. So because it takes away from the art, it doesn't add purity. It just has buffoonery. Like, if you see all of the people, right, that were buffoons that did all this extra stuff, they're not here in the era anymore. Mm-hmm. No, everybody, because what happened was, and this is what I always tell everybody, people could swing out when they start, like, getting to, like, to a certain age. Like, why am I sitting here listening to this guy? This guy's insane. This guy's boring. That's why, like, you see a lot of the people and the podcasters and everybody out there that are, like, you know, doing podcasts, they do shows. Rappers that do all the crazy stuff, entertainers, they're not around anymore. Like, there was so many people in my generation that they're the biggest things in sliced bread, and now
they
can even get a loaf. You know what I mean? So it's like, so to me, it's just like that's why. But one thing about you though, so I like the way, I don't mean going to tangent, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he likes going to tangent, you know.
But that's pretty cool, man. So 12 years old, you were sitting, you used to go to a clothing store, you said?
So sorry, what'd you say?
You used to go to a clothing store, like with your mom?
Oh, yeah, a clothing store,
sit down and used to sing, right?
Yes.
What was the first time that you walked into that store and the guy asked you to do that? Like, how was it, like, the first time you actually singing in front of an old, like, people?
Yeah, I mean, it was so long ago, it's kind of such a vague memory. I just remember being on the countertop.
Wow.
But I know, I feel like it was probably a conversation I'd always go in with my mom and my nanny, which is also my grandma. I just call her my nanny. And they were probably just, I was probably singing a song in the store or something, and they're like, do you want to perform for us? And I'm like, yeah, I will do it. I will do it.
I would have done that.
Wait, real quick, where are you based out of?
I'm a Colorado native, born and raised here.
Colorado?
Yes.
Wow, she's in the mountains.
Shout out to
93.3,
88.7.
She's in the mountains.
HD, shout you out.
I like Colorado.
It's beautiful.
You're on you're on TV on Colorado.
Okay.
And so on the radio on Colorado, and you don't even know it.
Well, whatever. You know what it is with him? Okay, like I've said this on every other show. Every show, he gives me new stations, okay?
Yeah.
So I have no idea where we are until the following week, and then he's like, oh, babe, I got here. I'm like, really? Okay. I don't know. I keep
her up.
Yeah, I try to keep up, but I can't. But anyway, I want you to also touch base on her because she's very proactive with veterans, and that really, really inspired me with that. Because you also made a song, Loving a Hero. So give us...
Oh, that's really dope.
You know? Give us a little background on that, please.
Absolutely. So yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up because it is such it has such a big place in my heart. Mm-hmm. So my great grandpa was a Pearl Harbor survivor. Mm-hmm. And then my papa was in the Navy for 20 plus years. Wow. And then I have two friends that are active duty in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And just a ton of family. That's not even all of it, in the military in different branches. And so I don't fully understand what it's like to have my father or my mother leaving for war, or, you know, I don't completely understand, and I won't pretend to, but just hearing my mom's stories and hearing, just taking the time to listen to people, listen to veterans, listen to my friends and what they dealt with, with that, it's just, I couldn't help but just be completely captivated by it and want to honor them and bless them any chance I get. So all that to say, very near and dear to my heart. I think they don't get enough credit for all that they do. So,
you know, but just the way she's, you know, just the way she's explaining it right now, you can see that it comes from her heart. You know, you can see that it embodies her, her soul. And that's why she wrote that song. So Love and a Hero. I wish we had it, but we don't have it. I wish we had it.
Sip.
You know, but it's okay. You're going to send it to me anyway. But I also saw a quote, and I believe it was your mother that said it. I'm not sure, but you'll tell me. God had a dream and wrapped your body around it.
That's it. That is my mom. That is my mom. That's that is amazing. My mom. She spoke that over us, me and my brothers, the whole time growing up.
I do my research. I do my research because she had a lot of, you know why? Because I'm very interested in people like her, where it's not just their music is about, okay, it's music, I love to do it, I want to share it with the world. But it's also, she has other side gigs, okay? She has the veterans. She has, it said here,
philanthropic.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Thank you. Efforts with organizations like Veterans Life Magazine, mm-hmm. One More Wave, the Honor Flight Ceremony, and she also volunteering and performing at middle schools and high schools, special events and ceremonies.
That is so much fun.
Which one did you like? You know, like, which one do you always, is there like a yearly thing that you do with any of them or no?
Not quite yet. I hope to make the Honor Flight Ceremony a yearly thing, just because I love the opportunity to hear their stories and connect with them and just pour into them, but nothing yearly.
Yeah, but we can work on that. We can do
that. Yeah, exactly. We can work on
that. Because it said, you know, because I'm like, she does all these type of special events and stuff that surround veterans and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not that many people. I mean, there are a few artists that do things for like, you know, side things like veterans and, you know, homeless or whatever, you know, like they do other, and that's when I really, really appreciate the artists because they're using their gift to shine a light on the things that we don't see every day in the news. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's really, you know, I applaud you for doing things like that. I mean,
give her an applause.
Give her an applause. Okay.
No, seriously. I mean, it just goes back to what I was telling you guys earlier, that people are my why. And that is my greatest honor to be able to use the gift in the talent that God gave me, and to bless people and to give it back. You know, I believe that gifts that we are given are to be given away.
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear some of the music. Can we get some of the music?
Well, you know what? Okay, so let me give you a little background story.
Let's hear it.
Because once again, you know, I was like, her song Dopamine is dope.
Okay. So give the background quick.
No, I'm just saying because I read the definition.
Okay.
And it said, when you hold a hug for 8 seconds, it releases dopamine in the brain, which gives you the feeling of connection and belonging. Am I good or what?
No, yeah, that's dope because dopamine, I forgot that meant that. That's a really good analogy.
Right. So that I read that. So I was like, this is cool.
I love hugs, by the way.
I love hugs too.
Can you I should give you one.
Okay, he's going to give me a hug.
There you go. Thank you.
We'll give you an air hug.
always.
But anyway, we got to listen to this. Well, we can actually see the song too.
Yeah.
So let's play Dopamine by
Absolutely. Rita.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wired. Feeling the same things. It's so uninspired. Pull the cords and ignite it. I fire. Feel so alive. Like I could die. Which is the lie? Which is the lie? Lie, lie, lie. To myself, gotta hit override. Lights where the darkness can't hide. Wanna survive? Then don't go outside. This is the lie, this is the lie, 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 lie. Reset, closer I get, all the alarms start going off. Seeing me, all in my head, it is what it is, except it's not. Supposed to be 20 hits of dopamine. All the alarms are going off. It is what it is, except it's not. Stupid, let it wreck me. Safe, but always settling. All the alarms are going off. It is what it is, except it's not.
felt so wrong, knew it's right. That's what it's like, reaching new heights, letting me thrive, letting me thrive, 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 thrive. Hitting the gas and I'm on the freeway, feeling the feelings, just wanted to play. Factory left in disarray. Maybe it's stupid, but I think I'm brave. Breathing closer I get, all the alarms start going off. Seeing it all in my head, it is what it is, except it's not. This ain't what it's supposed to be. Too many hits of dopamine. All the alarms start going off. It is what it is, except it's not. Stupid, let it wreck me. Safe, but always settling.
Oh, like
okay.
Okay.
So fun.
Yeah, was that your family?
No.
Who was in the video with you?
Strangers.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Yeah. They were awesome, though. Lovely people. I think I actually went into the building that we were filming at, and I was like, anybody want to be in it? And then a few people joined, and it was incredible.
Oh, my God. Because they looked like they were peeps of yours. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. We just make everybody
feel
at home, right?
I think that's ingenious. But the same thing with Remember Lock You Up?
Yeah.
I didn't know none of them.
That's
kids.
True. In his video, too, for his Lock You Up video, he was in the playground or whatever it was, like a basketball court. And, you know, there were kids playing and stuff. And he's like, you know, just sit in the background and we'll put you in. And they enjoyed it, you know, but that is so cool. But you know what? I'm listening to her. She a little
that's
bit,
the one on the charts, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking a little bit of she reminds me a little bit of Lorde.
Ooh.
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
A little bit of Lorde's, okay, and a little bit of Dua Lipa.
I was gonna say Dua Lipa.
You were not.
Dua Lipa. I was gonna say Dua Lipa.
Thank that's you so what much.
I was because she's just, like, da, 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 da. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
She got that kind of tone.
Dua Lipa, a little bit of Lorde. So I'm combining those two. Okay.
And congratulations to on number 72 on the media base chart.
Yeah, there you go.
Very hard to do in the nation. Very, very cool.
Super thankful.
Definitely.
I really, really like that song. So did you have any vocal training like when you were younger, or was it just something that you didn't have to worry about working on?
You know, my mom actually kept me out of training for a little bit because she wanted to protect the uniqueness and individuality of my voice. So I did have a few training sessions here and there, but not a lot.
Really?
Really.
I mean, let's a lot of people do that because it depends. Like we've had a lot of artists that were in the church choir, in the chorus and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it does train you, you know, especially if you have those vocals already. It just, for me, it just enhances it. And there's nothing wrong with enhancing it, you know.
No. Yeah.
Sometimes people have such powerful voices, but they don't have the control.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to be.
You hear certain people, right? And you get very annoyed because when you listen to them, right? You want them to hit a certain note, a certain way.
Yeah.
Basically, what you see is a lot of times is they're missing it just by a key off.
Yeah.
So it's like vocal training, you know, sometimes vocal training doesn't work that great.
Always.
Artists.
Well, it depends, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of times, because I've seen actually several artists that have these powerful voices, but they don't have the control.
Well, the breath control. They don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
But she's good.
She's really good.
That's dopamine. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
That's dopamine right there, man. What are we talking
about? That's dopamine.
The 72.
So
you got that's a 55. Let's go.
Let's go. We're gonna push it to 55. Okay. You heard it here. Okay. I'm gonna put that number 55. Let's We're gonna go. Do it. Okay.
Come so, on.
So anyway.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to know also was like, where have you performed? Like you know, besides obviously Colorado, where else have you ventured?
So Colorado is my main stomping grounds right now. But when I was younger, I think it was one of those showcases actually was in Florida. And I know I performed in California. And I think that's all I remember anyways.
Wait, you... You say California.
Go ahead.
So right now, you know, because you're a serious artist.
Yeah.
Did you travel when you were younger a lot to different states?
Not a whole lot. Just when it was necessary, you know, obviously being intentional with anything is critical.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean,
not a ton, but when we felt we needed to.
She's still so young.
Yeah, but that's when you got to hit it. Like when I was 18 years old, we weren't staying in New York. We were going through Maine, going down, running.
Yeah. Right. You got to start running now.
Like
absolutely.
You got to start running. Nah, so you got to run.
You hit a certain
put
age,
your
man.
Running shoes on and start running.
Locked and loaded.
A whole bunch of people.
You know what? Okay, so Crocs are my favorite shoes.
Oh my God, I got those on.
Yes.
I have them on. Show wait, hold on. Let me see if I can. Wait, I'll take
yeah, let's
one
see.
On. All right, hold on.
There you go. Okay. See, and when I usually wear it with the flap forward, but that's what I'm saying. I just got to put the flap back and then four wheel drive and we can start running.
How did you start liking Crocs?
Listen.
Who bought you those Crocs?
Okay. So in my travels, a friend of mine, she had Crocs on.
Okay.
Okay. So I was like, you know, I was like, those are ugly. But she was like, yeah, but you know, not for nothing. She goes, they are the most comfortable shoe.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the next time I saw her, she brought me these and she bought them for me. And she was like, just try them on. And I put them on and I haven't taken them off since. So, but exactly. I want them in different colors, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got to get brown and black too. I got white, but
I've never even seen it with Crocs.
Really?
I don't wear them.
This is your sign to get some. You got to join the Croc Club.
Yeah. You know, they're pretty.
Can't miss out. You'll get it. Trust
they're
me.
Fine. I'll buy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I cannot see you in Crocs. No, I didn't
say some Crocs.
No,
you don't like, need the Fred Flintstone feet. That's why I don't want to wear those.
But I'm just saying, they're very. What color are yours?
I have one black pair and one white pair.
Oh, okay, all right.
For any kind of outfit.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The white and black go with everything. So
exactly.
I have that. So
we lost the females right now. They're on a fashion tangent right now, ladies and gentlemen.
We're talking about running shoes here. The Crocs are the running shoes.
These are, let me tell you, these are pretty darn comfortable. Okay. And when you run, you can actually, they're not, you know, they're not no like Nikes or anything, but they are very, okay, let's get off.
All I had to say though is you women are very unique because ain't no guy going to wear heels.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can wear them heels and be like, oh, these things are killing me. And he's like, why are you wearing them? It's like, because I like them and they look good. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, so can we get back to her now?
Oh, yeah, I'm back home.
Okay. Anyway.
That was my fault. We went off because of me.
The Croc, you know, we can talk about shirts next or whatever, but you know what? Let me just say one thing. Who does your hair? Anybody does your hair or are you just doing your hair?
I did it.
Oh my God.
I did. This is braids. It's because I have a natural wave, but the top of my hair kind of goes flat sometimes because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
But I just braided it last night.
You know what? Let me tell you, me and her, we both got really nice hair.
Well, you guys got Crocs.
We got Crocs.
We got the nice hair. It's meant to be.
Don't be touching my hair. Oh, anyway. What I wanted to also ask her was this, that obviously she has very good talent or anything, but like, are you coming out with an album right now? Because I think I read something about that. Are you working on a new album?
I am, yes. I have a few songs in the works. Another EP is what I'm looking to do. So I'm super excited for this one. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, it's so funny because I feel like every time you work on a new craft, because you're always growing and evolving and learning new things. So I'm just like, this is my new favorite song of mine. And then I grow and evolve, then I'm like, nah, this is my new favorite song. And I'm at that point right now. These I'm so excited for. So
okay, so so then we got another album for her coming up.
I can't wait. I love it. It sounded great. Again, Dopamine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're just gonna keep playing that.
That's
one.
Your nickname.
Dopamine.
I love it. I'll take it. Anytime.
I like what? Fleeka, but Dopamine is.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me just say one more thing. Fleeka, right, is her artist name.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you know what her real name is? No, you don't.
Hayden.
Oh, she does. Cadence Joy. You can't get any better than that. Cadence. Look at him. He's like,
I don't know.
That's new.
I'm just, now, here we go again with my definition, okay? I was reading this too. It said, Cadence is one of the nicest, funniest, and caring people you will ever meet. You can always count on her to be there for you. In short, Cadence is something who's lovely, weird in the best ways possible, and you can ask for a better friend.
She hit it on the nose.
Complete silence from you. What is going on? I stump him all the time. That's what it is. But it's okay. But anyway, she's like, you know, she is still, but how old are you now? 20, 22?
20.
20. Okay. Yes. So she's 20. So she still has a lot more life in her. Okay. Obviously. And she's got a lot of talent, and she's got to like be put in the right spot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're telling me right now you're 20 years old.
She's 20.
That's right. Yes.
20 years old. Look at him. Again, the silence.
Can you put on the crickets thing for me, please?
No. You don't need the crickets. No, you don't need the crickets.
I don't know what to say.
I'm just saying, she's only 20 years old. She
got a son at 20 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is what I was talking about. I was telling him.
But
earlier.
You know what? I'm honestly not like shocked about it, because if you started at 12, mm-hmm. usually when you really start developing your sound, starting to in that time, it's usually in the period of 16, 17, and 18.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then she already had, because she started so young,
right?
She already knew what she was going, like, not saying the direction of the journey, mm-hmm.
yeah, mm-hmm.
but she knew basically, like, now when she goes into a studio, because she's done it so many years,
yeah,
to her it's not like sitting there and going like, all right, what do I do here, how do I structure yeah. this, how I put it here. She already knows what she wants mm-hmm. in there, because first time you're in the studio, how old were you?
12 or 11, maybe 11
okay,
or 12.
So 11, 12 years old in the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically young, looking at this, trying to figure it all out. So she's already been through the basics, you right. know? Mm-hmm. So when did you start putting, like, what was your first record that you put out?
It was Beautiful.
It was so Beautiful, right? 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
So she went, put that record out, right? Now mm-hmm. she's learning the distribution. She's learning the basically getting in there at such a young age.
Yeah.
Right.
When you learned that at a young age, and let me ask a question, was your family in the industry?
No, my mom was a singer and is a singer and an artist, but no one was really in the industry.
That's crazy, because you know what? That is so hard. I don't want to get on my thing, but my father was in it. You know what I'm right. saying? So because mm-hmm. the dad was in it, it was much easier to learn it.
Yeah,
somebody just coming into it, so that's even harder,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you had the background in it there where you can get the ins and outs of the industry.
You're never gonna the thing is the industry is not doesn't have a blueprint.
No everybody, and I feel like blows it's up,
everybody changing. Yeah, everybody blows up in different ways.
Yeah,
so it's like she's in Colorado, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. She's in Colorado. All of a sudden you look inside the charts, you look somewhere and you see somebody, wow man, this person. Where's she from? Oh, she's from Colorado. You never know, you know what I'm saying, like where somebody will come out of.
Yeah, that's true.
A blow up from. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing about that I get so annoyed with artists is that they think this thing is regional.
Mm. Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's not regional. Like, this is your, like, everybody wants to go against each other, right? And you probably see this with the locals. Mm. Everybody wants to battle for a local spot. But it's kind of like, dude, you to really make it, you're battling the whole country and the world.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You're not just
battling. So that's one thing. Like, I don't want to preach and stuff, but I just find it amazing how you were 12 years old and got yourself rolling. Well, okay, so now from 12, right? Can you give me about the journey, about like when you started becoming like a teen? Did you make any other music as a teen? Like, did you start creating more as a teenager after, you know what I'm saying, the first time that you ever were in the studio?
Yeah, I did actually. And it's very different from my sound now. So I did Beautiful. And then I think when I was around 16, I released my like three singles, I think. So there's Shallow, Scorned, and Understand.
I like that.
Love all of those songs. They were really fun, but they were also very challenging for me. And that was a hard season, to be honest with you. Because I feel like that was a time in my life where I was trying to make my voice something that it wasn't. And so I went through a phase where I hated my voice. I didn't want to sing live because I didn't want to like mess up and like disappoint people, because they're coming there to support me. And so I just had to learn, like, it's okay. I'm not a powerhouse singer. I'm not meant to be a belter like Adele and Whitney Houston, like absolute legends and incredible artists and vocalists, but I don't have to do that. I'm me. And so I feel like I'm still healing from some of that mentality, but I think it's good to be honest about that and vulnerable, because
she's being so honest.
All right, let me give you real quick background with me, right?
Yeah,
I was working with like a top producer at one time. Like, he was a top producer and stuff, but he wanted me to sound like somebody I knew I couldn't sound like. So don't ever knock yourself off of that pocket, because I don't know, just being young, you were like, what, 15? When did you feel like a lot of times were you kind of like nervous about your voice of basically going against, I got to go against this person, I got to go against that person and stuff like that? Is that why you changed your whole style up kind of, because it was kind of like, man, I know I got a good voice, but you know what? It's going to be hard to fit in here, or it's going to be hard for me to push myself over here. And this is the same question. Did people kind of like try to push you to basically try to be more of a belter, or like a songwriter that you didn't really feel like you wanted to be? Did people push a lot of that on you?
Absolutely. And I don't think it was intentional at all, but I think it's just what was popular at that time.
Right.
And so I think there was just a lot of pressure on, like, this is what the sound is, this is how you make it, kind of that same thing, like, this is the way.
Yeah, because when I remember, go ahead, I'm not gonna.
No, that's okay, you're so good. But yeah, it's like being yourself is how you're truly successful. Yeah. You know, you're not going to reach the right people.
She's exactly saying that, you know, no matter what people try to push on you and say, oh, you need this, or you need to do this, or, you know, it's like, no, if I can't be me, then why am I in it to begin with?
You know what it is they don't understand. See, the thing is, it's a business, right? I don't know. Was it a producer that basically tried to do that to you? Like, basically said, girl, you need to switch it up because that sound right now is not going to come in. Was it like your family that pushed you into it? Was it your friends? Or was it kind of like working with the industry that kind of made it kind of like, listen, girl, we love your look, we love the way that your music sounds, but you got to go this route, because right now this sound isn't going to make it right now, because this sound is dead right now.
Was it
basically that kind of like pressure that kind of made you, you know, decide to try something new out the box?
Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. Especially when I was trying to really get myself out there. So, you know, you got to record cover songs, and I didn't like how I sounded on other people's songs. I hated it, to be honest with you. So I was like, I'm not them. I just want to sing my songs. But also I think it is just like in the writing process, you want to make sure that the chorus is big and fun. And so when we think big, we immediately go to like belting or high notes, when it's like, no, you just got to have the energy. You got to captivate people. And there's not just one way to do that. So
I love
learning process for sure.
You know what? She was funny, because she knows that I'm a sucker for a certain sound.
Mm-hmm.
And she was basically going, listen, man, she basically was like, gotta hear this. And I'm like, hear what? And then I heard you, and I'm like, Because the thing about me, and I say this to everyone, you need to make a universal record.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that record.
Exactly, because I could play it any state.
Yeah.
Any country.
Right.
Anywhere.
And you
okay?
know, I not only do I love the song, okay, you get everything right. I get everything from the from Samantha, and I put the song on and I'm watching the video and I'm like, she doesn't only have the music, she's got the you know, she's got the moves, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she's got the image, you can see
she feels her song.
She got the image, she's got the good personality, and she's got the good music.
Listen, I was just doing this, okay? I was doing
there
a
you
lot
go,
of
there you go.
Right, you know, I was like, uh-huh. Dopamine, you know, it's just that type of catchy song that makes you feel good, you know, and she was having so much fun with it in the video, you know. And then all the strangers in the video too. It's like, wow, you know.
So let me ask a quick question.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, please.
When you decided to not listen to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So now let's say 15, 16, so you did 3 singles, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so do you feel like those singles, do you feel like are like, okay, like that's my first starting point? Mm. Like basically everyone started to give me the buzz. Is that what you felt?
Meaning like that was what I built off of, like that was my
like your base where you started to build off more of your career.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm so, like I said, I'm so thankful for those 3 songs and the mentors that I had at that time that poured into me and challenged me. And you know, I think I do give them a lot of credit for why my voice is the way that it is today, and my sound. But so it was a great starting point. But like I said, I just had to adjust a few things, like, you know.
It's all right. Let me just say one thing. Do not change yourself. Do not change your voice.
Absolutely.
Do not change anything about you, because I love everything about you. So yes. I wouldn't change a thing. I just wouldn't change a thing. She's got it. She's got it going on. And she's only 20.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Crazy. Wait. So okay, I'm not done.
Okay, he's not done. Accent. Sorry. He's
I love it. I could stay with you guys all night.
Okay, go ahead.
So
I love it.
Now, right? You do those 3 records. You got your bass.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like producers too that like you had to basically leave, or like, because me as a, you know, as a, me understanding it, a lot of times I feel like it's hard for an artist, right, that a producer doesn't see the same vision.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen.
So this is my question, because everyone's going to ask one time about it. Do you feel like now you're in a great place with a different, do you have the same team, or did you have to leave a certain team to develop your sound?
I didn't have to leave necessarily, because like I said, the team that I was working with, absolutely incredible, and just incredible mentors too. Like, they poured into my heart and my mind, and just becoming the woman that I am today. But I think, like I said, we should always grow and evolve, and so there was a little bit of a shift with just the people I worked with, and just hearing a different perspective that I don't need to sound this way. Yeah. You know, so it's
No, I love it.
Can we have her over for dinner?
Exactly.
I want her over.
Listen, it's just
I will be there.
It's just a lot of growth, you know. It's just a lot of growth in there as an artist, and realizing that, you know, a lot of times you always have people in the game that was a part of your journey. But might have not took the same exact route as you went, you know, the route.
Right.
That you want.
Right.
So, other than that, so talk to me about making this record Dopamine. I'm excited to hear about that.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So
because now we got to Dopamine, you know what I mean? Her new journey right here.
Okay.
We got it. That's right. So, like I said earlier on, I love to write songs that speak to people's hearts, that makes them feel seen and heard. So even if it is a fun song and it's lighthearted, like I always want to be intentional with it and put meaning into my lyrics and pour my heart into it. So, which, as cheesy as it sounds, but whatever, because
It does sound easy. It sounds Hartsville.
Do you want me to read the definition again? Is that what you want me to do?
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I love you for that. Thank you. So dopamine was actually like, do you guys ever feel so happy that it kind of feels scary sometimes, like you're just waiting for something to go wrong? Does that ever happen?
Absolutely.
That you know, we actually had that
every other day.
Every other day. Yeah. There we go.
So I might mess up the psychology a little bit here. It's fun to look into if you want. But basically our brains have like a baseline that they try to keep us at to keep us safe. But it really just holds us back a lot of the time. And it's like, oh, that feels like too good. That feels too fun. That feels too happy. Let me just bring you down.
Right.
And so dopamine was about breaking those norms and being a rebel with a cause in that area, because you know what? Life is so short and there's so much beauty in all of life, no matter what season you're in. And we all go through hard times and terrible times sometimes, but just choosing joy in those moments is your greatest weapon. And so, that's kind of what dopamine's about, just overriding that norm that our bodies try to keep us at.
That is so dope.
Because it's not about crying.
No, she is so deep. She's so deep. I'm just, you know, because sometimes, I have those happy moments, you know, and sometimes you just want to keep them alive. You want to keep them going, you know?
You do. And then you start to panic. You're like, when is this going to go?
Yeah. I know. That's what I feel like, too, sometimes. It's like, sometimes when I'm too happy, I'm like, okay, when is it going to end?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. When is someone going to slap me in the face and say, no, you can't be happy anymore?
Welcome to reality.
Right. Like,
oh, my God.
But why do we have to align with that anymore? Why do we have to? You know? It's like, it's what we're used to, but it doesn't mean it's right.
I always tell you this is what I practice.
What?
I practice the next day theory.
The next day theory?
And the next day theory goes, okay, it stunk today.
Okay.
Can't be as worse as today. So I always, like, if I have a bad day, I always think about the next day.
Oh.
So I don't think about, like, you know, the mistakes that just happened. I'm like, all right, it's next day. I always just say, time to reset. That's it.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a good name of the song, Reset.
That's, yeah.
There you go.
I reset all my emotions and all my feelings. Like,
if
I am very vocal. So,
believe me, he is very vocal.
Especially being a DJ. So, it gets me into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So, then, like, you know, if I don't like a record, I tell somebody how I really feel. And then,
He is no stranger to telling people, you know, that we will not sugarcoat anybody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I told an artist.
No, don't say what you told the artist.
Just stop right there.
But I mean, if a person comes across our path just yesterday, actually.
Oh God.
And we were like, you don't want to be harsh,
right?
But you do want to be truthful with the artist as well. Mm-hmm. Because if I remember on America's Got Talent, right? Was it America's or Britain's Got Talent? One of those with Simon Cowell, right? Mm-hmm. He's Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
He's going, you know, he may get it wrong once in a blue moon, but he's going to be brutally honest with you. And if you don't have talent, or if there's something missing, or you need to work on your craft or something, he's going to let you know.
You're just wasting because I don't want you to waste your time and your energy and your money.
Yeah, right. You know, because I mean, there are a lot of people who can sing, but there are very few artists. That's my take.
And you know what that means? That means, and I'm going to break it down real quick. That means a drive. That means believing in yourself.
Right, right.
And that means working.
Yeah.
Like art. Somebody would give me a record and say, are you going to work this for me? And I'm going to look at them and be like, this is a business.
Yeah.
So how am I going to work a record? If, check this out. When we first started DNA, right, and we were getting on all these states, I used to get artists as a chance. Like, okay. Just put this on and promote this and all that.
And
you
that was it.
You would find 90% of the artists not even putting even on their page, even writing about it.
Yeah. It's like you got to believe in yourself. Like, we're the stage, right? Yeah. But you have to be the one who has to go on stage and actually perform it.
I look at you, right? When I take a look at you, it makes me happy to see a 20-year-old hustling on the charts already, moving. So to me, when I see that, I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I go, wait a second. That she's going to have a great career because she already knows the work ethic. She already knows what it takes to get there and the people around. Big shout out to Howiewood.
Yeah, we love Howie. But anyway, I mean, this has been great. I really, you know, I wish the best for you in your journey. And if there's anything that we can do to help that, you know, you got my cell number. So
yeah,
we'll stay in contact.
No, we can get that dinner sometime.
Hey, we got to fly out there anyway in a couple of months. Cause we got to definitely check.
We got to go to Denver anyway. Yeah. Okay. So we may come in contact. But again, Flika, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. I really enjoyed her.
So remember, everybody, you can find her on all social media, correct?
That's right.
It's I am Flika, F-L-E-E-K-A. So remember, I am Flika. Go find her out. Check her song out, Miss Wonderful over here. And her song is called Dopamine. You got to check that out, dude. And it's everywhere. So thank you again. And God, you can give her a little shout out if you want.
So... yeah, I know, but I'm just waiting for you to be done. Excellent. Excellent job. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep striving for greatness.
The music
that you have is great. Your drive is excellent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't see a lot of artists going, a lot of times I see them go, yo, I just started yesterday, man. I'm ready to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, she's been.
And it's dope to see somebody that grew with the music and have a very big passion for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And is not worried about, you know, getting everything back from it, is worrying about the message coming out. So that's something that artists don't do nowadays. They don't respect music. Not even artists. I don't even call them artists. I call them entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
But artists respect the craft, respect themselves, respect the music. And that's what I like about you a lot, that you respect the music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know you're going to make it, because you listen to the beat and the rhythm of your heart and you push yourself to that next level.
There you go. So say goodbye to Flika right now.
All right, Flika. Goodbye. Shout out to Dopamine too.
Dopamine. You'll be playing
everybody
that.
Listening to us. You already know it's your boy DJ and the Jet. We're gonna be playing that on the DNA mix. Dopamine. Next big thing, big shout out to her.
Love you,
much
Flika.
Love to her.
Yes, so Flika. Much love to you guys. Thank you for your time. Have a blessed night.
No problem, hon.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen.